All right, so I would just like you to put your hands together, fingers pointing up. And as you put your hands together with your fingers pointing up, you can notice that it feels comfortable to have one hand touch the other. You can find yourself maybe looking at your fingers. Maybe what you could notice is that as you look at your fingers and where the knuckles are, they kind of feel like they're pulling apart. So, like the fingertips are clinging together, but your hands are kind of pulling apart where the knuckles are, so that at some point in time you can feel them touching at the fingertips and touching at the palms, and then you can discover that weird sensation while they pull apart and you're looking right through them. And then in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine on the count of three that I've taken my hands and clapped them together over yours, forcing them together again. And maybe you can see what happens to your hands as you imagine that. One, two, three. And then you can find yourself just dropping deeply into trance. Just let that happen. Let your hands drop down to your lap or table or wherever they happen to be, easily and effortlessly, and just drop. Just like that. Feel how good that is to just uncover your unconscious mind's ability to drop, to go into deep sleep easily and effortlessly. No matter what it is that your unconscious mind hears or does, you can know that the intent is for you to go easily and deeply into trance, and that it feels fantastic. And because it feels so fantastic, your unconscious mind can know that any sounds or thoughts other than the sound of my voice and the words that I'm saying can simply ping and gone, can simply hit you and go away. Now, I know I talked a little bit about resistance, but I just wanted to make sure that you could all find yourself capable of giving in. So on the count of five, I'd like you to find yourself wide awake and back with us. And then I'd like you to discover that it can get fun to resist a little bit more. One, two, three, four, five, wide awake. Now, one thing I'd like your brain to do is to simply find yourself hearing those snaps. And when you hear the snap, allow yourself to think of it as me saying deep sleep. So even though I'm going to keep talking, and I might say deep sleep, when you hear me talk and try to definitely encourage you to go more deeply into trance right now, you can also hear the snaps, and the snaps can do something different. While you try to find yourself resisting going into trance, while you try to find yourself resisting your body feeling comfortable and heavy, while you try to resist allowing your conscious mind to just sort of turn off every single time it hears that snap, and maybe you can feel how good that is to just go a little bit deeper. Maybe you can feel how good that is to just deep sleep, to just drop down more and more easily. Just like that. Let your unconscious mind take you down so completely. Every time there's a snap or you hear me say deep sleep, but you try to resist, you try to resist, you try to resist. It's so deep sleep, easy for you to find yourself just dropping down deeper and deeper, or you're trying hard to resist dropping down deeper and deeper. I don't know what you're doing at this moment, at this time. Just go and give in. I mean, no, just resist. It feels so much better to resist staying awake. Or wait, is that what you're trying to do? To resist staying awake, or are you resisting going down into trance? I mean, who would resist going down into trance? Just drop deeper already, unless you're resisting, of course. So hold on to that. Wide awake on five, one, two, three, four, five. But maybe the snaps sounded like deep sleep to you, and maybe you just gave into it. Maybe you just surrendered to being deeply in trance, or maybe you resisted coming awake, and now you're even more deeply down. I don't know for sure. I am not sure. Think about that. How interesting is it that I may not be sure how deeply in trance you are right now, and perhaps you're not sure if you're deeply in trance or not either. I wonder how simple it is for your unconscious mind to just accept that you are somewhere in between wide awake and deeply in trance, because you can always go more deeply in trance, right? And because you can always go more deeply in trance, because it just feels so fantastic every time you go more deeply into trance now, your unconscious mind just wants to let that happen as easily and as often as possible. Your unconscious mind really, really, really just wants you to give in to how simple and lovely it is to go easily and effortlessly and deeply into trance, and wants you to resisting going into trance because it feels so much better to simply accept your fate that you're deeply in trance, and accept your trance and accept your fate at the same time, and feel how very good that becomes for your mind to come up on 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you wide awake or are you deeply in trance? Now, some people like to count up for being up, and like they like to count down for going down, but I like to count up for both because that's how I am. And I wonder if for you, maybe if you're the kind of person that has heard somebody count down to go down and then up to come up, you can also find yourself easily dropping down deeply when I count up right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you can find yourself just dropping more deeply into trance, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just like that, easily and effortlessly, just dropping and sliding and sinking and resisting as much as you possibly can, because resistance is kind of fun, right? Everyone's resisting all together. But if you're all resisting all together, is that actually resisting, or are you just simply capitulating and giving in all at the same time? Now, maybe if one of you could resist and the next one could not resist, and then the next one could resist and one of you could not resist, but you'd have to coordinate that. So why don't you just pick which one you're going to be right now, the one who's going to resist or the one who's not going to resist? And you can find yourself responding as you should by dropping deeply into trance now, just like that, deep sleep. Feel how good that becomes for your brain to accept this, to understand it, to know what that's like, and to give in. Please hold on to how fascinatingly wonderful it is for you to just give in, to drop down more and more deeply into that state, so your brain just feels so fantastic. And the more fantastic your brain feels, the happier you can become, the happier you can become, the happier you can feel. Just drop down deeper. Feel yourself even happier right now. Just drop and go deeper right now. Just drop and go deeper right now. Your unconscious mind can resist all it would like, but it feels better to notice that you don't have to resist everything. For example, you're simply going to resist maybe thinking. You don't need to think, right? You don't need to think anymore. So resist thinking and feel how nice that is, to resist thinking and to allow your unconscious self to just take you down more deeply into trance, because everybody knows that you don't really need those thoughts anyway. And if you find yourself in that state where a thought was absolutely needed, well, I guess you could have it then, but right now you don't need those thoughts. So feel how good that is to just resist, and then for you to understand that as you resist, your brain just feels so fantastic. It feels so good to resist, just like that, to resist staying awake, right? You're resisting staying awake. Yes, that's what you're doing right now, because staying awake is so overrated. You'd really, really much rather be deeply in trance, and it feels so good to be so deeply in trance. In fact, it feels so fantastically lovely to be deeply in trance that why don't you just go ahead and be there right now? Drop down more and more deeply and more easily. Just let go. Drop and slide and surrender and sink and give in more deeply and easily to that state of trance, and notice how very good it feels for you to just accept that you are deeply in trance, that it feels good to be deeply in trance, that you wanted to be deeply in trance, that you wanted to resist being deeply in trance, but only to go more deeply and quickly into trance right now than before. So let that happen. Sink down deeper and deeper into that state where your unconscious mind is sure that as you hear the sound of my voice, you're going to resist staying awake very firmly. I mean, you didn't want to stay awake anyway, so right now you just wanted to drop and give in, and just give in more and let go. Feel how powerful and easy it is for your unconscious mind to just accept that you're giving in, that you're giving in over and over again, that you're resisting staying awake. And the more you find yourself in that state of resistance, the more you find that what you're really resisting is staying awake, and the more you are actually just dropping down deeply and effortlessly and easily into trance. And as you find yourself dropping down quickly, easily, and effortlessly into trance, you give in a little bit more and a little bit more. So for the rest of today, if you'd like, the rest of today until, say, 6 p.m. Eastern, which is in about 2.5 hours, if you'd like, the phrase banana Oreo is going to be the phrase to take you down deeply and easily into trance. It's an open trance if you'd like it to be, but only for this room and only till 6 p.m. And otherwise, it's yours to give to whomever you'd like. And when I say a thing like that, let me be clear. You can always change a phrase. You can always say, well, it's no longer banana Oreo. It's blue snap. That's the phrase I'm going to use from now on. Or I'm going to use the phrase wood grain. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you say this is equal to this, your brain can go, oh, of course. It used to be that, but it's not that anymore. It's something different. It's like you're changing the password to a program, or you're changing the lock on a combination. Your brain just understands, oh, I've done a thing, so now it's this instead of that. Hold on to how simple and easy that is for your brain to understand and how easy it is for your brain to let happen. So from now on, you can just hear that phrase, banana Oreo, and find yourself dropping down deeply into trance, or to try to find yourself trying to resist going deeply into trance, banana Oreo, just like that. But the more you resist, the easier it becomes to simply give in, and the more you give in to being deeply in trance, deep sleep, the better it all feels. So allow your unconscious mind to just take you down more deeply, more powerfully, more wonderfully right now, so let everything feel better, Oreo, banana, banana Oreo, banana Oreo, just like that. Feel how powerful that is for you to know that you have that response inside you, banana Oreo, that takes you down more and more deeply into trance. And even if you were to try to stay awake, even if you were to try to open your eyes, at some point in time, the allure, the pull is so great. The pleasure that you get from going more deeply into trance just overwhelms you. And even though you might think you were resisting, at some point in time, you might go, I'm just resting my eyes. Oh, I could open them if I wanted to. And then before long, you realize you are so deeply in trance that it's kind of crazy. So deeply in trance. It's kind of nuts, but it feels so good to be so deeply in trance that you just really want to surrender to it. You just really want to dive deeply into that and feel so very good. So go ahead and let that happen. Go ahead and let yourself give in to being deeply in trance. Go ahead and allow yourself to know that the phrase banana Oreo might hit you out of anywhere in this room until 6 p.m. tonight. And then as that does hit you, you can feel so fantastically talented. Give in and drop down more and more deeply right now. Open up your mind and feel how exciting that is as you drop down deeper and deeper. As your unconscious self says yes and yes and yes again to being effortlessly and easily and deeply in trance, just like that. It becomes so powerful for your unconscious self to feel fantastic as you let go. As you drop down deeper, it feels so good. Banana Oreo, just like that. Hold on to how exciting that is for your unconscious mind to say yes to, for you to resist. And then you don't want to resist feeling better. So resist feeling bad. So if anything that isn't good comes up, you can find yourself resisting that easily. In fact, every bit of energy that you have towards resistance can go toward anything that you don't really enjoy. Think about what that's like. I mean, if you have to do it, you have to do it. Don't put that to work on your work, for example. But notice how good it feels to just find yourself resisting the things that don't feel good and to let yourself the things that do feel good. Give in to the things that feel good. Deep sleep. Go deeper down now. Banana Oreo. Feel how nice that is to accept that, to feel each and every one of those things, the snaps, the Oreo banana, the banana Oreo, the deep sleep, the drop deeper now. Just all affecting you in that same powerful way, knowing that your brain is getting better and better, going, oh, it's like a switch. I hear that thing, and it's like a switch, and I go, off. And it becomes so fascinating to let your brain just turn off like that. You didn't need those thoughts. You can just feel better. You can resist feeling bad. And all of those things can be so nice in combination. Hold on to how good they feel in combination with each other. Just drop down deeper right now. Just open up your unconscious mind and let it feel so much better right now. And the more your brain lets that happen, the more your unconscious mind realizes that when I say a thing, you do a thing, it gets simple, right? It gets really easy. And you can notice how powerful it is to find yourself resisting everything, but going deeply into trance. No, not everything, just the things that don't feel good. Find yourself embracing going deeply into trance, because going deeply into trance is fantastic. It feels absolutely amazing, and just let that happen. Go down more and more deeply. Feel how powerful that is. Just let go and drop down more powerfully and work deeply right now. Deep sleep. And it feels so amazing to go deeply into trance. It can always feel better. The more deeply you go, the more pleasure you feel. The more pleasure you go, the more deep in trance you are. Just like that, over and over and over again right now. It feels so fantastic right now. Just let go. Just drop and drop and drop again. And your unconscious mind can feel so fantastic, blissful and floaty, and your body can feel heavy, and everything about that is just exactly the way you wanted it to be. Even if you didn't know that that was how you wanted it to be, somehow it's true. So give in and drop down more and more deeply right now and feel how thrilling and exciting it is for your unconscious mind to say yes to each and every one of these things. And as your unconscious mind, Banana Oreo, takes you down more deeply into trance, deep sleep, the better you can find yourself feeling, the more content you can find yourself becoming, the blissfully happy you can simply emerge. And by the time I count to 10 and bring you all the way up, you can feel so fantastic, you can feel so amazing, you can feel so great that maybe the next time somebody types or says to you, Banana Oreo, in this room, only for another couple hours, 2.5 hours, you can just drop, you can just go, or you could resist it. Your choice. Hold on to that and see how good that feels. Hold on to that and feel how good it is. And then on the count of 10, all the way back up, right into this room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eyes opening up, 9, feeling amazing, 10, back with us.